We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, I am very pleased to welcome State Senator Siobhan Donovan to the program, and it was great to see you this weekend. I hope your birthday turned out to be a great Saturday. You got a break from all the politics and delivering babies and the like.
I did. It was a very nice day. Went up and saw our daughter, met her at a winery, actually, near JMU. So it was wonderful Virginia day. Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, we're glad to have you this Monday. You've been so generous with your time throughout this pandemic. And I asked Brian Moran on Friday, the Secretary of Public Safety, to kind of walk me through next steps to go to the next level of opening through the state. And it sounds like we're kind of stuck with these infection rate numbers based on the testing we're doing. I mean, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I didn't hear a clear path towards getting back to total normalcy, at least as things stand at the moment. What's your assessment of the numbers as we ended last week and start week?
Well, I mean, the assessment to me is that it is very much unchanged, as you and I discussed last week. Mm-hmm. And I've asked the state several times, and there is information available from the Department of Health. I have a piece of legislation now in the House that would have the Department of Health not just post these blue and graphs with yellow lines so we see where we are, but actually publish what the expectations are for those kinds of returns. And they have some composite index numbers that look at these variables we've been measuring and others and make a step for us to, create a communal understanding about what the benchmarks are for us to go forward. But I remain very concerned because, as we discussed last week, the idle that we're in of this 7-ish percentile of positivity rate, I'm not hearing any conversation about what that has to do with how many tests we're looking at. And when I look at the graphs this week, the number of tests seem to be down. Percent positivity, if that's going to be our goal, we need to be at 5% or less to kind of resume more normal activities. That is absolutely dependent upon the number of tests we're doing.
Right.
And at least one article I've said has said we're only doing 36% of the tests that we should be doing based on the algorithms that have been developed by the scientists about, how many tests we should be doing per population, per, clarity of where we are in the exposure. So it's a complicated formula that I can't recite, but that gives me concern because we don't need to be idle. We could be progressing.
So do you think that's political, or is that has something happened that would change the number of tests that we're doing at the moment or drop that number?
I think some of the data I'm seeing on the graphs is just, we have trouble with reporting, which is just part of the process. Sometimes we don't get a report of all the tests that were done for a few days, and then we get like 3 or 5 days in a row. So you can never look at data for 1 or 2 days, but it does just make me put a question mark on it. I will say, I think I sent to you, John, and I have a video that was sent to me that is a really interesting analysis of data, kind of a comprehensive analysis that I've been looking for. I'm checking the references, but basically what this engineer did, it's not a physician, it's somebody that knows how to look at patterns and knows how to apply them, looked at data over the past many decades for flu, but also for other viral infections, mm-hmm. and looked at how the incidence rate was manifested for each of those and what it kind of looked like. And there's a climate-relevant expression of those spikes. And it's a very interesting study because it says a lot of what I've been hearing in bits and pieces, but I've never let anybody be able to, and never had anybody look at it comprehensively. But essentially, Northern Europe has big spikes of viruses early, and the Southern Hemispheres have much more moderate spikes of viruses like the flu later in a seasonal, you know, kind of in a calendar of a year. Mm-hmm. And so his point is that what we're seeing in the United States is the big spike that we saw in the northern United States. It's typical of Europe, and the low kind of indolent spike that we're seeing now is not a recurrence, but the natural expression virus in our southern states based on how these things are manifested in climate. He also talks about the ongoing rates now and how maybe unimportant the positivity on tests are because of some of the data we've talked about in the past about how the PCR tests are too sensitive. And they're not really showing, increase in death rates with the exception of the Southern Hemisphere. So it's a very interesting, it's a bit long, but it really does speak to the idea that we have inappropriately overreacted to this particular virus because of the patterns that we have the ability to reference on how viruses are expressed. And so I will be putting that, I think, on Facebook. I'm doing a little bit more research on the sources. Mm-hmm. But if that is, and that rang very true for me because it made a lot of sense and there was a lot of references historically. And I think that's the kind of references we need. And if you ask me if it's political, I don't know if it's political about who is bothering to look at these reference points, but you just don't make medical decisions in a silo. You look at all the history we have over time, and I'm not seeing that in what we're getting from anybody in the United States.
Yeah, it seems like people are pretty entrenched in where they are, and then there are political, whether we like it or not, there are political consequences to changing direction or backing off, and maybe between November, that's just an impossibility for the folks who are making some of these decisions. Not
I do
to
think that's
ban.
True.
Yeah. I mean, that's concerning because we still got 7 weeks to go here. And we are, anecdotally, when I drive on Broad Street here in the West End all the way down to Richmond, I'm seeing a lot of restaurants and small local businesses that were in existence 6 months ago that have closed. And inevitably, that's going to have an impact on the bottom line tax-wise, both in Henrico County and the city of Richmond and for the state. If I can switch over, what do you think is going to – is the General Assembly going to take on this budget shortfall issue, or are they really going to stick with some of these social justice issues like the debacle that we're in when it comes to they were dealing with police issues?
Well, I clearly think that they're not going to take on the financial issues. We'll see. The finance committee meets every few weeks, but what's happened is the governor has sent down a revised budget that makes cuts based on his priorities of the $2.5 billion that we have to cut to have a balanced budget based on decreased revenues. Mm-hmm. I have multiple budget amendments. We all, when a budget gets into the Senate or the House, we then look at what his priorities are and we say, hey, listen, I've been listening to my district. These are all our priorities and I want to see if I can build consensus on that because we may need to change and move around where some of the money goes and what the governor proposed because we have clarity on issues that we think are more important than he's recognized. Mm-hmm. None of that is happening. No budget amendments are being accepted in the Senate. It's almost as if de facto we're going to take the budget the governor has sent down. And if there are any changes, it will only be from the members on finance. And that is not what is the process of the Senate. That is not a representative government, and that is not consistent really with constitutional expectations that the legislature makes the decisions on expenditures after the governor has made his recommendation. So
why are Democrats willing to give up that power? I mean, I know it's their Democrat governor, but I would still think that they'd have enough kind of self-pride to say, now, wait a minute, governor, you may be our guy, but you're not going to do this all on your own. Or is it backroom dealing that they're just not publicizing, you think?
I don't know the motivation. I can't wrap my head around it, to be honest. But I look at it, and I have made a plea. I made a plea when we had the legislation, just honestly, to my fellow senators about the absolute imperative and responsibility that we have to keep the two arms of government separate, and what our duty is to the Constitution and the oath we've taken to that. But I don't know. I can't figure it out. But all I can tell you is that it's happening, and it shouldn't be happening. And when it does happen, it should be all over the press. And we should be deeply concerned. When we've talked before about, are we losing some of the protections of our individual freedoms? Mm-hmm. If we don't value our Virginia State Constitution, and we don't constantly be vigilant on making sure that we protect those constitutional priorities, it's a slippery slope. And yeah. I see it in so many things, from the orders that we could not curtail, from the budget, the way that no amendments are being accepted. And so it is, forget a conversation about socialism coming in obvious ways. You're undermining your constitutional protections of individual freedom. It's happening quite sneakily every day, and there's not any press on it.
Yeah, I think anybody who has watched the way government has operated in the past should be concerned about this. I mean, even if this was a Republican governor from Henrico County, Virginia, who went to the same church that I went to, I would not be supportive of that person unilaterally making decisions without listening to the representatives from Henrico County, Chesterfield County, Bristol, and the like. And, I don't understand why the
legislature
is giving it over.
I get it. There was a period of time that we needed executive decision making. That time is long past.
Yeah, in the
immediate. And if you look at these mm-hmm. curves we're looking at, this engineer would suggest it passed a long time ago and the pandemic is done. And this is just the indolent expression of normal viral content in the community. But when you have the session in, when we're not there, I get it. We're there.
Right.
We've been there for weeks now.
Senator Siobhan Donovan is the Republican who represents Henrico in the state legislature. I appreciate it. I'm glad to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.